Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Oh, the green and red of Mayo, I can see it still. It's soft and craggy bogland, it's tall majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland and the waves caress its shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me to stay forevermore, forevermore.
Come on to Rome, come on to Rome. We're going to take the Samogwire home. The best supporters in the land, we're behind you to a man. Let's raise your voices high, come on to Rome.
Well, there's no doubt about it. It's the showdown of all showdowns tomorrow at Croke Park. Mayo and Tyrone clash in the All-Ireland Senior Football Final. Can Mayo win their first All-Ireland title since 1951, or will the deadly curse still haunt them? Can Tyrone add the Sam Maguire to their trophy cabinet and lift it for the first time since 2008? Either way, we're in for a pulsating final. And to talk about it, I'm joined on the line by former Mayo footballer David Brady, RTÉ Sports presenter Des Cahill, and also Tyrone woman and Irish country music legend Philomena Begley. And you're all very welcome. It's great to have you here. Des, I'm going to start with you because I'm a neutral, you're a neutral, but I feel the stress. I feel all of the pressure around this. I don't know what Philomena and David are feeling. We'll talk to them in a minute. But this is a big one.
It's huge. But there is a different element to it. No matter who was playing Mayo in a final, everybody now, I think the neutrals, are swinging with Mayo. The heartache they have suffered is incomparable in sport. I was in Mayo before the 1989 final, Claire. They were playing Cork. And I remember it was their first final for 38 years at the time. And the joy and the excitement and the sense of fun was incredible. But now I think there's only nervous excitement. There's no joy or sense of fun because since then they've lost. They've played in 11 finals and not won any of them. 11 finals, yeah. Two were replays. And lost by narrow margins. They lost by a point to Dublin, drew with Dublin, lost by a point to Dublin, lost by a point. Like, it's brutal luck. You know, one chance can change everything. So even when I heard the green and red of Mayo there at the start, I go back to the day they beat Dublin in the semi-final, and I don't know what the official attendance was. I think 24,000. They played the green and red of Mayo out in the commentary box. Oh my God, it was unbelievable. The noise, the volume of it. And I think what makes Mayo different from every other county is the people. I think the supporters are a bigger part of that team than any team for this reason. Because when any team gets to an All-Ireland, obviously everyone wants to go and everyone wants to be at the provincial final or the All-Ireland semi-final. But Mayo fans are there through all of the bad days. And for that reason, I think most neutrals will kind of be swaying with them. Now, that'll make no difference in the match, but I think it does affect the whole mood around it.
Now, Philomena, hello.
Hello, Claire.
You're in Scotland. I know you're working at the moment. You're delighted to be back gigging again, but you'll have your eyes firmly on this game tomorrow.
I have indeed. It's going to be very exciting, I have to say. You know, Dublin was playing Mayo. I don't mind who's playing who, but we were delighted to see Mayo winning. But it's just a pity that we have to be up, we the team that's going to be up against them. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we're going to beat them.
Yeah, you see what Des was saying there about, you know, the country swinging in behind Mayo. And that seems to be the theory around this.
It does, surely. And honest to God, I'd be honest with you. You know, even though I would, you know, hope Tyrone wins, but if Tyrone doesn't win, I will definitely be, you know, delighted to see Mayo. Would be delighted to see Mayo, and I think most of the Tyrone people would be feeling the same way.
Oh, I don't know about that. But you know, I think so now.
This time,
I was reading more last night about this theory that Tyrone thrives not just on being the underdog, but in this situation where it feels for them that most of the country wants Mayo to win, that it just puts fire in their bellies.
Oh, I would say that's probably one of the things too. And you know, they were kind of down a bit there for a couple of weeks ago over this, the COVID and that there, and you know, things were, you know, they were a bit disappointed about the way things happened. But anyway, they got there eventually, and it would, I'd be delighted, hopefully, that they will win.
Mm-hmm.
But again, when I say that, if Mayo win, I wish them all the very best luck.
Well, I think that's very generous of you. And David, I have to say to you, when we watched Tyrone against Kerry, I was nearly afraid for you.
Well, don't be talking. I'll tell you one thing. I started off watching it and I was looking at the wrong station. I happened to be away in Donegal and I was looking at RTE Plus. And
you were behind the you were behind the actual cable.
And my daughter rang me to tell me. And then I turned it on the radio and I closed the door a couple of times to tell you I didn't want to hear it. My nerves wouldn't be too good at the minute now, but if I had, if it was coming close now, I'll be going out through the door.
You won't be able to watch. But David, can I come to you on that? Like, Tyrone against Kerry in extra time were terrifying.
They were, yes. And look at Claire, it is the emotion and the whole appeal of Mayo 70 years and everything else. The reality is, we need to be the best team on the pitch coming up to the 75th, 79th minute, whatever it is, from extra time. And Tyrone were massively impressive. And I think everyone in the country was formulating the great Kerry-Dublin All-Ireland final. And it didn't work out like that because the two teams produced displays over the consistency of the game to beat the two potential blockbuster championship appearers. And the whole thing is, we are in no way or never have been overconfident or full of confidence in Mayo. But we have, I have to say, over the last number of years, this team, this Mayo outfit, James Owen previously and now again,
mm-hmm.
and even in Stephen Rock's return, they have performed on Ireland final day.
They have
performed against probably the best team of a lifetime in the Dublin and by very, very small margin. And that's what gives me confidence going into this game now tomorrow.
The Irish Independent had a great idea today where they sent a reporter from Mayo to Tyrone and they did the opposite direction as well, where someone from Tyrone went to Mayo. And the reporter who went to Mayo said that every single person she spoke to believed Mayo would get over the line. Is that the case? Is confidence high, David?
It's definitely not cockiness, but there is that feeling. And me personally, I have been in the hollows of Croke Park in a dressing room. And I've always, and did always, and it didn't work out, had confidence as a player going out into an Ireland final day. But there is something there, Claire, let me tell you. And it is that this team, not because we bet Dublin and we're hooping and hollering, we've had 5 weeks and stuff. Everything now is focused on the game tomorrow. But we have confidence in the players. We have confidence in the management. You talked about Tyrone finishing well. It's one of the first times ever we have the capability off the bench as well, and guys to come on, and that's going to be a major, major factor on tomorrow evening.
Mm-hmm. Des, I have Tony in Galway on to me saying you're not quite correct. There are only 30 counties shouting for Mayo tomorrow.
Right.
Listen, there's no up for the match this year because of COVID, but I hear Philomena stole the show the last time she was on supporting Tyrone.
Stole the show.
I was going to mention that to you too,
were you?
Claire, because the highlight for me the last time I was on Up for the Match was dancing with Des Cahill. Do you remember that, Des?
Unfortunately, I do. Well, I can tell people, Claire, afterwards, you know, people are going home because the programme finishes late at 11:30 or 12:00, whatever, and the big match the next day. Well, Philomena started a sing-song after the programme. And when I say she started to sing, I won't say she said to one of the band, Jimmy, go out and get your guitar or whatever. And anyway, it went on to the wee hours. It was an extraordinary sing song. She had the dubs singing and herself singing, and it was unbelievable
brilliant.
Crack. Yeah,
brilliant.
It was great.
Brilliant.
I tell you, there won't be. I think tomorrow will be a cranky game, Claire. I think it'll be very physical.
Yeah.
I think neither side will want to be seen because they're both really attractive to watch football teams when they're in attack. But I think they'll be so anxious not to concede to the other that it'll be very physical and tense and it'll be a battle. I don't know what David thinks. I think it'll be that kind of game.
Oh, I don't doubt you. I'd say, David, you'd be firmly of that view, would you?
Look, both of them are very, very similar. And both of them have a kind of a man-to-man matchup mentality. And there's a ferocity and a tenacity in the tackling, especially from Tyrone. And again, that is going to be clear tomorrow, but from a player's perspective, you cannot be the one that gets a black card at a crucial moment, cannot get a yellow card early on. So that is going to be in the back of the player's mind. But again, it's going to be frenetic. And that's the way both teams play. Tyrone play a more counter-attacking style of football, and it has worked for them under their new management of Brian Doerr and Fergal Logan. But it is, and it's you wouldn't want anything to diminish from the game, but there is going to be an intensity there that both players need to be cognizant of.
I can't wait. It's going to be great. David, Philomena, and Des, thank you all so much. Go ahead.
One question, you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Can you keep me in mind for a ticket?
Are you mithered?
My head is wrecked.
I can imagine. The whole country is looking for tickets. Well, I certainly don't have any. Better chance. Ask David Brady. He might have a few knocking around.
Enjoy the game, folks.
Follow Saturday's All-Ireland Senior Football Final live. The live blog is on rte.ie/sports on the RT News app as well. Watch the game live on RT2 or the RT Player from 3:30. And you can see highlights of all the weekend's hurling and camogie action on the Saturday game, 10 o'clock on RTE2, 10 p.m. And listen to live and exclusive national radio commentary on RT Radio 1 Saturday Sport as well. Don't forget the Camogie All-Ireland final is on Sunday, and that's Cork versus Galway. Looking forward to that game as well. Take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.